Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. Say something about Brandon Bean again. I'll give this guy credit for one thing. Guy knows how to draft.
Oh,
yeah. He's unbelievably good. He started in 2017. His first pick, 27th overall, Tre'Davious White.
Right.
With the 27th pick, he got Allen and Tremaine Edmonds, both in the first round. Pretty good.
Yep.
2019, 9th overall pick, Ed Oliver. 74th overall pick, Devin Singletary. 96th overall pick, Dawson Knox. Gabriel Davis, he got in the fourth round in 2020. So he is pretty good at drafting.
Oh, yeah.
But he did kind of have the seventh overall pick and was able to fall into Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But he made the right pick.
Got himself a franchise quarterback without probably knowing it. You know, I mean, that's a guy that took a huge jump from... Zach is waving his hands wildly.
Why?
I don't know. Get in there.
Wait, what?
Did not have the seventh overall pick that year. He traded the farm to trade up.
Because that's what I thought. Okay, so that's
it was.
I asked.
Who did he trade with?
Tampa.
I don't believe it was Tampa. He had the 22nd overall pick, and then, yeah, he traded up to seven. The Broncos allegedly had the same or a similar offer from the Bills, but then when Bradley Chubb surprisingly fell to pick five, they decided to not trade back with the Bills, who surprisingly made the playoffs with Tyrod Taylor that year.
Well, then that makes him even smarter if he moved up from 22 to seven to get
I thought it was a trade, and then I looked at you, and you said yes, and the fact that you don't know what you're talking about makes me look worse because I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, it's all right. It's good.
Yeah.
But it supports your argument even better.
Thank God
that you're making right
thank
now.
Thank God Zach is here. On tomorrow's show, it's going to be Morning Drive with Goodman and Seegers. Time now.
Quality control.
For the final word.
Appreciate it.
The Lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Okay, no second interviews scheduled. The last interview we believe the Broncos did is going on a week. Do you think there's a reason why no second interviews have been set up?
Could have been done without us knowing about it, right?
Yep.
Could have been done.
Yep.
Who knows? We're not sure where we are at this point, other than the delay makes you deduce that D'Amico Ryans is at least one of their targets, if not the main target, because you can't talk to D'Amico Ryans right now. So even if you wanted to do a second interview with D'Amico Ryans, you can't do it until next week.
If you want D'Amico Ryans with the Broncos, and my understanding is he is their top choice, okay, you better root hard for the Eagles. You better root really hard for the Eagles on Sunday because you don't want this to last another 2 weeks.
No, you really don't.
Because in the next 2 weeks, almost every team will have their head coach. Now, D'Amico Ryans can interview on Monday if he wants to. Then you got to wait.
This process has run a very unique course in that it's not only the Broncos. It's the other four teams haven't named anybody. We're at a championship Sunday.
Yep.
And no one has announced.
I think teams are going to be making decisions soon. They're through their second interview.
Right. So who's the first domino to fall in this?
I will guess the Houston Texans.
That would be my guess.
Well, but here's the thing.
If D'Amico Ryans is one of their guy.
Right. Maybe Carolina goes first.
Now, you've got second interviews there with Kafka and Ejiro Evero.
Right.
In Houston. Have already been done.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
What is today? Thursday?
Today's Thursday.
They've been done.
Yep.
But that would be my guess as well. I think Houston falls first. And I'm not saying that that creates a torrent of activity.
Right. Well, they might be waiting on Ryans too.
Could be.
So you have two teams battling it out for one guy. Only one guy's going to win because you can't split them in half.
That we know of.
And so you have three teams that are going to make their decisions. You know, Jim Irsay is going to wind up hiring Jeff Saturday, right?
That's who he seems to want.
Yep.
And isn't he the owner?
He is. He's the guy who told his last head coach who to play at quarterback.
So then why are we even doing interviews if he wants Jeff Saturday and he's the owner?
Might not pick him. Who knows?
Okay.
I mean, David Tepper with the Carolina Panthers, who seems as impulsive as anyone, he doesn't want Sean Payton as a second interview.
No, Sean Payton is not in the crosshairs. Unless there's something going on somewhere that we don't know about. Carolina has clearly, seems to have moved away from him. I don't think that he is probably the first choice here in Denver. You could have done that deal if you wanted to.
No, you could have offered.
Right.
Doesn't mean he would have accepted.
Right. Yes. You could have moved along with the deal.
Right.
Arizona? Really? He's going to go listen to Arizona today.
And he's going
to
be looking at his watch thinking,
Why am I wasting time? Why am I doing this?
I scheduled this to get leverage on the Broncos.
Yeah.
At least that's my thought. And now he's got... Now, listen, the weather's really nice there. It's going to be in the 60s today.
Low 60s.
Why'd you have to throw that shade on me?
Well, only because I talked to two of my kids that live in that area, and they're kind of whining a little bit about the weather.
Are they?
Well... When I say whining, I use the term guardedly.
Right.
But, you know, for us, when it's 19,
right,
and they're looking at 62 or 63.
Right. I'll be on the golf course in 28 hours.
Good for you.
And I won't be looking at snow.
No.
And even if it's in the low 60s.
Are you going to be shorts guy?
You'll be here.
Are you going to be shorts guy?
No. I won't need to be because it'll be the high of the day and the sun's out. Now, on Saturday, we're playing at 10:30 in the morning. It'll be a little bit cooler. Ooh,
that will be cooler.
So I might bring a pair of slacks.
Then have your little Sansibelt slacks.
Right. Not pants. Not trousers.
No.
But slacks. Have you noticed that particular word evolves with every generation? Back in the day, your grandparents called them trousers. My parents called them slacks. We call them pants.
Yeah.
But what's the next evolution?
That's a good question. Where do you go after pants?
I don't know.
Because pants is a pretty general... Trousers and slacks seem a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
Pants covers jeans, right? Khakis.
I mean, back in the 1920s, 1930s, underwear was referred to as what?
In the 20s?
Yeah.
Undergarments?
Undergarments. There you go.
Yeah.
Right. Trousers? Or is that, those are pants?
Trousers are pants.
Yeah. No, I was thinking of another word.
I don't know. But see,
having a senior moment.
But we're at the end of the evolution for pants. Pants is a general catch-all.
Yeah.
It covers pretty much everything. So I don't know where we go from there.
I don't know where we go from there either. I don't know where we go for the rest of the show, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, we've uncovered a question for the ages.
Yeah. All right. Conference championship games are set. Cincinnati is now the favorite over Kansas City at Burrowhead. And then San Francisco goes to Philadelphia. As we sit here on Thursday, you might change your mind tomorrow when you do the show with Mick Miller. You've heard of him.
I'm looking forward to it.
Don't look too forward to it.
No, I do look forward to it. Mick's a great kid.
What's going to be the best game? What's going to be the best Super Bowl matchup? And we'll get
Cincinnati and Kansas City is going to be the best game.
Well, thank you. That was called a tease.
No, nah, it's okay. You're not going to be here. And I'm not calling you on the golf course.
No, I was teasing for the next segment.
No. Oh, the next segment?
No. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
You didn't know I was going there? No. God, you are so television. You just don't understand radio, do you?
I just need the glare of the
conference championship games. How should you bet it? Mm-hmm. Who's the favorite? How do you think the game's going to unfold?
Mm.
Bruce is going to tell you everything you need to know right now.
Hardly.
Why tease it when we could do it right now and blow through a commercial break? That's next. Dance all night to this DJ. Sugar, dance all night to this DJ. Dance all night to this DJ. I love a dance all night to this DJ.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, if you're looking for a great time this weekend, highly recommend Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar. Let's start with this. It's happy hour there all the time, 7 days a week, 3 until 7, 2 for 1 on wine, well, and drafts. 3 till 7 every day. So if you decide to pop there on a Sunday to watch both championship games, you are in luck. Because from at least in the early game, you're going to have happy hour for 2 hours. Right?
Pretty good.
Actually, I take that back. Not 2 hours. You're going to get both games. You're going to get both games.
Yeah. Should, right?
I mean, how great of a deal is that?
That's, and
by the way, in between games at halftime, you can go shoot some pool in their pool hall. They have 15 pool tables. And don't forget, they have live music every Friday and Saturday with no cover. Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar, easily the best sports bar in Lakewood, might be the best sports bar in the state. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Rocky Mountain Forest Products, where they specialize in wholesale lumber to the public. Go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge or go to rmfp.com.
When I look at the conference championship games, it takes me back to the late 1960s and the early 1970s.
Okay.
When you look at the teams from the AFC, air it out, throw it all over the place, more finesse teams, right? Generally speaking,
mm-hmm.
What were the NFC teams? Tough in the trenches.
Grind it out.
Isn't that what these games are?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Latter-day versions of it. Modernized a little bit, cleaned up around the edges, but I'll give you that. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me.
Sure.
Rank each of the teams in order, meaning 1 to 4. Did I stump the band?
No. Eagles.
Yep. Oh, wow. You're having a tough time.
Eagles, Bengals, 49ers, Chiefs, but with so little to choose from that it's hardly worth ranking them.
I don't think it's hard to rank them.
Great.
Eagles, 49ers, Bengals, Chiefs.
Gotcha.
And to me, it has to do with offensive line, defensive line, top defenses, pass rush. The two sexy quarterbacks are in the AFC. Now, you can make the case that maybe my view is a little skewed because Patrick Mahomes is going to be hobbled. We'll see how he plays.
Yeah. He's moving around nicely, doing his little hop steps and coming off of a podium, and we haven't seen him in practice.
Right.
I mean, where he's under duress. And
I mean, it's kind of like when you talk about boxing. For Patrick Mahomes, he's great at moving around the mm-hmm. pocket and being great off scripted. It's kind of like taken away Lennox Lewis's jab.
Yeah.
It's kind of like taking away Joe Frazier's left hook. You're taking away what he does best, and you're forcing him to be a pocket quarterback, which it's not to suggest he can't be.
Right.
But he becomes limited.
He's got a high ankle sprain a week later.
Right. 4 to 6 week injury, generally speaking.
Right. So don't, and there's a reason the Bengals are probably, and the Chiefs are even
right
this morning. And it's, that's why.
Here's
because
a,
of Mahomes.
Here's a phrase you might hear an hour to an hour and a half before the Chiefs game at Burrowhead. This will be coming out of the Chiefs locker room.
Can we get another shot of Toradol for 15? Get another shot of Toradol?
Well.
Right?
They're going to do everything they can to lessen the pain.
They're going to give him Toradol through an IV.
High ankle sprains really suck. And I've had a bunch of them, unfortunately.
Have you ever had a high ankle sprain leading up to a conference championship game?
I have never done that.
Right.
I'm talking about just playing basketball every single day for about 20 some odd years, just trying to get ready to go play as quickly as I possibly could because it was my source of exercise.
Right.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's God, your mobility. Timing just sucks.
The reason why we're bringing this up today is because I'm not doing the show tomorrow, so yeah, I'd like to have the conversation with you.
Let's go.
I'm sure you'll repeat the conversation in some form with Mick Miller, who, of course, works at 9 News. So
no, he doesn't. He works at Fox 31
and
Channel 2.
And Channel 2.
Not 9 News.
What is the best
CBS
4?
CBS 4?
I was going to kick.
What's the other one? Denver 7?
Denver 7.
That's it.
By the way, don't you love it when marketing people, or as we refer, as I refer to them, you know, you have consultants come in?
Yeah.
There's another term for them, at least when I was in TV.
Consultants are not generally, are not widely, I'm not going to say respected, appreciated.
They're not, or they are?
Aren't.
So why do they get hired all the time?
That's a great question.
Well, you know what I used to refer to?
That's still an ongoing debate.
You know what I used to refer to consultants as? Insultants.
Well, okay.
Let me tell you everything that is wrong about your network.
Yeah.
But I like when they come up with your hometown team.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody's got their little catchphrases.
Where the news comes first. The Beast. Right?
Of course.
You got to have some sort of marketing slogan.
Right.
What is the best, getting back to football, what is the best, most attractive, most appetizing, best storyline Super Bowl?
I think the Bengals and Chiefs is probably at the highest.
Super Bowl.
Oh, they can't, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. They can't play each other in the Super Bowl.
Niners Chiefs.
Why?
That is take a look at it. 1001, 1002, and that's my attitude. 1003. I love the weapons on the field.
Okay.
And I like them too for the Bengals, don't get me wrong.
Yep. Bengals have better weapons than the Chiefs.
Than the Chiefs?
Yep. They have Kelsey. I'm with you there. Mm-hmm. You look at the rest of their wide receivers. You got Chase.
Yes.
You got Mixon.
You do. Yep.
T. Higgins is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
See, I like...
Bengals were in a Super Bowl a year ago. Beat the Chiefs. I don't think there's much to choose from between the Bengals and the Chiefs. I don't like the Chiefs.
No?
Not really.
Because you used to cover them.
I know.
Don't you have friends in the organization still?
Yes.
See, I root for friends.
I do too, usually.
Why not this time?
I don't know why.
Because you're a Broncos guy now? You're not a fan. I know that.
I know, but there may be something to that, though.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I was good. I was still okay with the Chiefs until they did the ring around the posies
the
play.
The snow globe.
You know, I mean, it's like, really? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Pretty cocky.
Come on. Stop it.
How many times have the Bengals been in the Super Bowl?
Three. Kenny Anderson was there once, mm-hmm. and Burrow was there once. So it's two.
Outside last year's game, who did they play in the previous two Super Bowls? The 49ers.
Yeah.
And that's why I'd like to see this again.
There you go.
Right.
Okay.
I would like to see Kyle Shanahan play for.
That's a good little bit of history.
Possibly
like
win
yeah.
a Super Bowl. I like the 49ers Bengals. And it'd be pretty cool to see Joe Burrow finally win a Super Bowl specifically for that city. You know, the city of Buffalo has been downtrodden when it comes to its sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
Never any luck. You know, the old saying, if I didn't have bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Right.
But you look at the Queen City, you look at Cincinnati, what have they won? They don't have a basketball team.
No.
They don't have a hockey team. They do have a baseball team. That was great.
They haven't had anything really since the Big Red Machine.
Right, since the 1970s.
Right. I mean, really, when you get down to it.
Yep.
They had Oscar Robertson once.
Well, that's back in the 1950s.
Yeah, way back
1960s.
When. 1960s. Right.
So we brought this up earlier on in the show, and it looks like there's a possibility of this history repeating itself. No quarterback who has taken up 12% of his salary cap or more has won a Super Bowl, which is interesting. Because I think Tom Brady won two or three Super Bowls during that stretch.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Which should tell you that he knows that if I give up money, which he's given up reportedly over $100 million over the course of his career, that if you don't bury yourself on the salary cap, you have a better chance to have better players around you. Jalen Hurts, rookie contract. Joe Burrow, rookie contract. Brock Purdy.
Rookie contract.
That's right.
Yes.
So with that, if Mahomes gets knocked out, the streak continues,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Sure.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, you get to this point, there is a reason, and I think that we talked about this earlier this week, that this is our favorite week.
For me, it is.
It is for me.
It's like the Final Four in the NCAA tournament.
This is better than
great games.
This is better than the Super Bowl.
Right.
Really.
Right.
This day.
Because you get two games. Because you get two games.
You get two games.
Right.
So much is hanging in the balance. Football is the ultimate truth serum. You get to this point. There's no faking your way into this point of the season. Right.
I like the divisional playoffs. I do. But you kind of know in the back of your head, Jacksonville has no business playing this weekend.
Right.
The Cowboys aren't good enough to play this weekend.
Right.
The four teams that we have here, you can argue for Buffalo if you want to. But then again, Cincinnati has Joe Burrow.
Right.
So it's not a shock. Last year was a shock that they made it. But then again, it's not a shock this year because they're back in the championship game.
Yeah, the only reason that the Bills, someone was going to be on the outside looking in. There was a three-headed monster in the AFC.
That's right. Somebody had to lose.
Someone.
Who do you like in the Philadelphia 49ers game?
I want to like the 49ers. Here is my deal. It's the Brock Purdy effect.
Yeah.
Who I have championed from day one here and have been proud to do it.
Because you're a big Iowa State guy.
Not really, but saw him a lot
work with me.
I'm with you.
You're a big Iowa State guy.
I am a huge Matt Campbell guy.
There you go.
He's a great coach.
Well done.
Had to
shovel that down your throat. I was trying to give you credit.
But I would say this on Eagles 49ers. If there was a tipping point, I would probably look to Brock Purdy or Jalen Hurts. Brock Purdy has done everything right so far. Has he been great? Relatively, yes. But really, in terms of what we would generally consider to be great, no, he's been really good. Really good.
Right.
Hasn't turned the ball over. He's done the things necessary to allow those around him to shine and to win a football game. Jalen Hurts can win you a game. I'm not sure that Brock Purdy can. I don't think the difference between these two teams is very significant. I do think the Eagles will provide more pressure on the quarterback. And it'll be interesting to watch Brock Purdy deal with that.
I think a lot of people will say NFC Championship game is a preview of the Super Bowl winner. And what's interesting is just when you look at stats, and stats don't tell the entire story, and I understand that. I mean, when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, do you look at them as a high-scoring offense, honestly? Because they were.
Yeah.
They were.
I mean,
they averaged 27.5 points a game.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to believe. They scored more points per game than the 49ers did.
Yeah.
Okay. So you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, third highest scoring team in the league, over 28 points a game. And we know how good they are defensively.
Yes. It's a pretty lethal combination.
You have two heavyweights that are so good on both sides of the ball. And I think, and I don't think people give Cincinnati's defense enough credit. And I'll be the first one to admit that. But when you look at rosters top to bottom, to me, it goes Philadelphia, San Francisco, the Bengals, and the Chiefs.
You and I agree on the Chiefs at 4, which is interesting. And
Well, top to bottom.
Right.
Top to bottom. The Chiefs secondary really isn't that good.
No.
They have Chris Jones, though. So if he has a game, he's a guy who can change a game for you. When you look at the Philadelphia Eagles defensively, they have four, maybe five guys who have 10 or more sacks.
Five.
Right. And they're so balanced defensively and offensively. I mean, look at their weapons.
No question.
You know, we could talk about the weapons for, you know, the Bengals. We could talk about the weapons for the 49ers. But Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, that's a pretty good threesome. I understand what the 49ers have, and they probably have a better trio of talent. Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle, and Ayuk.
Yeah. Got a lot of guys, a lot of weapons, and a lot of guys that are comfortable in their roles.
Who wins on Sunday? Philadelphia or the 49ers? Let's not go point spread.
I think
just who wins.
Just a money line pick?
Yeah.
Eagles.
And that's who I picked. Did I tell you who I picked for the games?
No.
I made my bet on Monday morning right after the show.
No, you showed me that.
Because I had a hunch that the point spread was going to change on the Chiefs-Bengals game.
And you were right.
And I was right. Because I have the Bengals plus 1.5.
I like it.
And now they are minus 1.5.
Why do you like, okay, give me the Reader's Digest version. Why do you like the Bengals over the Chiefs?
Because I don't think that Cincinnati is even remotely intimidated going to Arrowhead.
I don't either. I think that they have
they might
justifiable have, swag.
But I think they might have a little too much now.
They could.
Because I'm watching these guys on the sidelines. I saw a video. They're like, yeah, we're going to Burrowhead. And you have guys dancing and, you know, doing all that stuff. I'm thinking they might be a little too confident.
It could be.
They are much better in the role of underdog. And they are not, according to Vegas. But I think they might be feeling a little too good about themselves. And how would you like to be Andy Reid walking into your team meeting and saying, guys, we're actually an underdog in this game.
Yeah.
Prove everybody wrong.
How good would that be for Andy Reid?
You know
or
what?
Is it for Andy Reid?
I got to tell you, it would not surprise me at all if the Chiefs won, which sounds nuts because they have Patrick Mahomes and he's injured.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be one hell of a story, wouldn't it?
It would be. I think the Bengals' defense in this game is going to be huge. And, that's a statement of the obvious.
Right.
But I think the Bengals' defense has the capacity to be huge.
So I feel good about my picks. The only thing I'm worried about, because I look at these two high-flying offenses in the 49ers and the Eagles, I took the under. Because the defenses are so good. You have two great offenses and two great defenses on the field at the same time.
Mm.
To me, these are the two best teams in football. I understand the any given Sunday argument. I get it. But I think if the 49ers played the Chiefs 10 times, I think the 49ers win 7 of them. If the Eagles played the Chiefs or the Bengals 10 times, they win 6 or 7 of them. But it's in any given Sunday league.
I would agree.
Right.
I would agree. I'm looking at over-unders right now. 47 for the Bengals and Chiefs.
Oh, is it 47 now?
47.
Oh, God, I'm 45.5.
47 now.
Oh, no. But then again, I wouldn't have gotten that 1.5.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Coming up after the break, Jerry Rosberg. He is out, or is he? He's out of the coaching staff as of right now. My understanding is he doesn't have a job with the Broncos. He's not getting a paycheck. But is he completely done with the Broncos? He might not be. That's next.
And I need you. And I miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just...
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reporting. Jerry Rosberg was part of a procedural move to terminate with an expiring contract, but it is my understanding he is well-regarded, maybe back with Denver with the new leadership team. You think he's coming back?
Nope.
In new start, any role?
In any role, there could be maybe. Is Jerry Rosberg set for an administrative role? Isn't he a guy that needs to be on the field?
No, I don't think he's
cutting his teeth.
I don't think he is pushing papers.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what he would do. I would hire him specifically if D'Amico Ryans is your guy. I would hire him as a consultant. I would hire him as an advisor on special teams.
And that could happen. Yes.
I would hire him as the guy who does game management. What did we see with the last three first-year head coaches? They had problems with game management.
Mm-hmm.
Why not take a little off of D'Amico Ryan's plate? And I believe he will get the offer unless he takes an offer from Houston. Why not make it a little bit easier on him and say, listen, it's not a knock on you. You have a lot to digest. We want to surround you with some veteran guys. Just let him be up in the booth until you get your feet wet.
I don't know how much a guy like D'Amico Ryans would be predisposed to do something like that. Does he want control?
It's not about that. Why can't you accept help from a guy who's really good at his job? Kind of like, hey, Dwayne Stukes,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you accept some advice from a guy who has done this at the highest level? Not just a special teams coach, one of the best special teams coaches out there. Why not have another voice in your head when the guy clearly knows what he's doing?
Well,
yes, he talks too long. Yes, you know, a sermon from him that should take 15 minutes takes 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of players in that locker room, and this is why I don't think you could bring him back, he just talks too much.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of great things to say.
Oh, he's got a lot of great things to say.
But I don't know if you can do it over the course of 18 games as a head coach.
You can't do deep thoughts with Jack Handy every single day.
No, you can't.
No.
I mean, there's a reason why when you go to church, not a place I've spent a lot of time.
No.
But there's a reason why when you go to church, you look forward to the Sunday sermon. But you would not look forward to that sermon every day.
I think that, here's what I think. They didn't think about bringing in a quality control guy last year.
He's not going to be the quality control guy. Oh, please. That's an entry-level job.
Right.
You got to give him a little bit more of a carrot than that to bring him back.
I don't know about that.
Why can't you have too many smart people in the room?
You can.
Well, Rosberg is one of those guys.
Yes, he certainly is. I'm just, like I said, it's got to be a good fit with the new head coach.
You don't want to jam him down Ryan's throat.
Exactly.
I get that. But I'll be honest with you. If D'Amico Ryans feels that he doesn't need Jerry Rosberg, to at least help a little bit. And I got to tell you, I don't know if I want D'Amico Ryans. Mm. Jerry Rosberg knows football. He went in, made instant changes, and all of them worked.
None of which affected him in his present job. Or, as far as I know, does he have any experience with potentially coming to Denver? So that's a leap of faith. You know it, and I know it. We didn't know how Jerry Rosberg was going to work out.
But we know him now.
We do.
But we know him now.
But he doesn't.
What does it matter? What does it matter?
It matters because this is a guy coming in that you want to give a clean slate to. Now, if he can be...
No, I didn't say he's the special teams coach. I didn't say that.
No.
You're not putting him on his coaching staff.
Right, no, I agree.
But you have him around in a consulting role to help him get, at the very least, his feet wet with game management. And we see that as a problem all the time with first-year head coaches.
Right.
I'm just looking at the history of it.
And you, good for you to look at it that way. I'm not sure a young head coach coming in would look at it that way.
Well, then, you know what? They're being stubborn, and they're full of themselves.
All right.
From what I understand, D'Amico Ryans is a really bright guy. If he doesn't want Jerry Rosberg in the building at all, a guy who has forgotten more about football than he knows. Now, I understand D'Amico Ryans has played, and maybe I shouldn't have even phrased it like that. D'Amico Ryans is a really, really bright guy.
Oh, my God.
From what I understand. But if you have an opportunity to pick somebody's brain who's been around the game maybe longer than you've been alive,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't turn down that opportunity to at least pick somebody's brain.
Zach Taylor have one in Cincinnati?
I don't know.
Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota?
I have no idea.
I'm just saying, if that's
Zach
how you're...
Zach Taylor also has Joe Burrow. And Kevin O'Connell also has Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, and Kirk Cousins.
I am just saying I would be careful about starting things right out by congratulations, you're the head coach. And by the way, here is your consultant, Jerry Rosberg. That's nothing against Jerry. I'm with you. I think he makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think in your scenario, as you're painting it, it makes sense. I'm not sure that that's how you want to start things. Come on in. We're going to pay you. We're going to pay you well. We're going to pay you a long-term deal. Oh, and by the way, here's your consultant. Or here's your fill-in-the-blank.
Well, clearly you have to ask Ryans first.
Well, what I'm, yeah, that's my point.
What I'm saying is he'd be foolish to turn down the opportunity to have... No, you don't hire Jerry, say he's a consultant, then 2 days later, oh, by the way, D'Amico Ryans is their head coach. No, you have that backwards. Not you, but that would be backwards.
It would be.
Right.
I mean, Jerry Rosberg, for all that he did for the Broncos, and no one was more appreciative than, I'm sure, ownership and administration, certainly those of us in the media, he gave us great, not good, he gave us great stuff over the last couple weeks of the season, and we saw something really cool.
When you're first year head coach, you deal with a lot of problems.
Yes.
Jerry Rosberg seems to me like the type of guy who's a great problem solver.
No question
about
it.
Doesn't have all the answers, but he's a great problem solver. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Underman Nuggets came up a little short against the Bucks, and we'll talk about the exchange between Patrick Reed and Rory McIlroy on the driving range yesterday. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Those three words. Oh, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. It's been a long night here.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for the final word.
The Final Word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver. 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Nuggets were without Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and KCP last night against the Bucks. Denver lost to Milwaukee 107-99. The shorthanded Nuggets battled hard, and they now have 2 days off before Saturday's big national TV matchup in Philly. Michael Malone said of the loss, "I couldn't be more proud of our group, and also felt the Nuggets gave the Bucks everything they could handle." What did you think of the Nuggets' performance last night in the loss?
I agree with Michael Malone. You didn't give them much of a chance going in as soon as you saw who was not going to be available to them, especially on the back end of a back-to-back, right? So, yeah, I think the fact that the way that they competed does good things for a team and the roles that players play on a team. Good on them.
I agree. They played the best they could. They were totally shorthanded.
Sure.
Is what it is. It's one game out of 82.
Now, I'm interested to see how they are loaded for bear on Saturday. That's a national TV game. It's against Joel Embiid. The whole thing. I would imagine that the Nuggets will be loaded for bear for that game.
All right, just in case you missed it, Rory McIlroy was on the driving range yesterday at the Dubai Desert Classic when he was approached by Patrick Reed, one of the high-profile players to have joined the LIV Golf Tour last season. McIlroy blew off Reed, saying he was busy practicing and didn't feel the need to acknowledge him. So Reed kind of walked away and then flicked a tee at Rory in the process. McIlroy said he was served a subpoena by Reed's lawyers back on Christmas Eve. Was this another example of Reed not being able to stay out of his own way?
Yeah, Patrick Reed to me, and I don't have any personal experience with him whatsoever, but the guy just, whenever there's controversy, Patrick Reed seems to be in the middle of it. Whether you go back to his time at the University of Georgia, where he was accused of stealing from his teammates, cheating on the golf course, was removed from the team to where he is now. He always seems to be a lightning rod. Rory McIlroy, on the other hand, seems to be consistently one of the really good guys in the game of golf.
Rory McIlroy considered to be a good guy, good for the game of golf, liked by everyone. Patrick Reed, the bad boy of golf. But let's go back even further. 2016, the Ryder Cup.
Right.
Those two guys going head-to-head, Patrick Reed won. Masters, they were playing together. McIlroy trying to win the Masters for the first time. Reed won. Then you have the defamation lawsuit. You know, at the end of the day, what kind of reaction did you expect? A hug? Hey, I know that right. You included me as part of a defamation lawsuit. But are we good?
Yeah.
Are we good?
Stop. Right. Don't bother me on the tee box.
Right. All right, that was Argonaut Wine and Liquor, just in case you missed it. They always have great specials, specifically on wine right now. All Spanish and Portuguese wines, 15% off the regular prices. And by the way, next week, it's going to be all domestic wines. They love their wine specials. And if you love wine, that is absolutely the place to go.
And they have a tremendous selection of Spanish and Portuguese wines, too. And let me tell you something. My wife is a Spanish and Portuguese wine drinker.
Well, I tell you what. Have her go over there this weekend, or maybe they can deliver to your house, and she won't remember a thing about the weekend or anything that you said. Argonaut Wine and Liquor, you can find them off of Colfax. Order online, argonautliquor.com. Download their app as well. See why Westward calls them the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running. That's going to do it for us. Zach, Alex, great job today. Same with you, Bruce.
Have a great trip this
Thank
weekend.
Thank you. Taking tomorrow off, play a little golf, make it the best possible day you can.
Easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.